Welcome to Tribecast. I'm Forrest Walden, founder and CEO of Iron Tribe Fitness. And on this podcast, I am going to help you find your tribe and maximize your life. Welcome to the first episode of Tribecast, where I'm going to help you find your tribe and maximize your life. My name is Forrest Walden. First of all, I am the husband of Mindy of almost 19 years. I am the father of four beautiful children who range in ages from 8 to 16 years old, two girls and two boys. I am the founder and CEO of Iron Tribe Fitness. We are a group personal training brand based out of Birmingham, Alabama, with a footprint predominantly the Southeast, 36 gyms. Mainly in the Southeast, one in Wisconsin. I am a fitness enthusiast, has worked out my entire life. I've been in the fitness industry for 20 years. I've been working out for 30 years, have a lot to share when it comes to maximizing your body and your results. I am the co-founder of Never Thirst, which is a nonprofit ministry that brings clean water to the poor through the local church. We do most of our work in the 1040 window, which is the least evangelized and poorest people on the planet. And in the last 10 years, we have served over 570,000 people with clean water and have had the opportunity to introduce them to the living water found in Jesus Christ. So I'm also a Christian, which I know is a very general term these days. So I will define that further as I am a Christ follower. And we'll definitely be talking about my relationship with Jesus, how that impacts my business and what I've done with my life. And then finally, I'm a continuing education junkie. I have been a part of so many masterminds and conferences. I am an avid reader, listen to tons of podcasts, and really have chosen to dive into what it means to develop yourself personally. And what I have found is the more you turn and share what you're learning with others, the more you are impacted as well. So a big part of who I am. What I'll be covering on Tribecast, I want to have real conversations around what it means to maximize your life in all of your domains, not just business. I mean, what does it mean to have a successful business if your body's falling apart and you're struggling with disease, or you can't play with your children, or you can't just do the things you used to do, like water ski and backpack and those type of things? What does it mean to have money if you don't have a marriage that's on fire and that you look forward to spending time with your spouse each and every day, or with your kids that you're not connected and taking them intentionally on dates and spending intentional time with them and developing them? Or finally, what does it mean to be successful and have money if you're not connected with God and don't have a strong relationship with Him that guides you and gives you purpose in what you do every day? So to recap that, I want to have conversations around what does it mean to truly maximize your life across body, balance, relationships, predominantly spouse and kids, being, your connection with God, and business. And what I have found in my own life is to the extent that I want to be successful in business, the power and the focus that I need to execute on that is found in being congruent and in connection with my body, my balance, and my being. And if I try to maximize business in any one of those other domains is lacking or is suffering, it is a very poor result. And they all flow together. So that's what I'm going to be talking about. I will be drawing heavily from my own story, building a brand that reached Inc. 5000 3 years in a row, kind of taking over the fitness world to quite a slowdown and some change in our business model, which even left me in a place of struggling of what is my identity and where do I fit in, and even some depression that I'll be talking about. So I'll be drawing on that. And why am I podcasting? Number one, I'm an accidental entrepreneur. I never set out to be a business owner. In fact, all I ever wanted to do was get people in shape, and all I ever studied exercise science at Auburn, and was all around the personal training side of the industry and how to maximize people's results. And Basically, through not being able to find opportunity in this industry, I had to create my own. And not only was it an accidental, I was a reluctant entrepreneur because I didn't see myself that way. And that began a long story, which we'll get into, I'm sure, in later episodes. But I would describe my podcasting much the same way. I'm an accidental, reluctant creator of content. This is never something that I aspired to or thought I even would do. But I can tell you this. I feel compelled to share the stories of my life, the victories, the failures, of which there have been many, and the life lessons that I've been able to learn. God has been so faithful through good times, but even especially in the hard times, to teach me just deep foundational truths. And I'm constantly getting texts and messages from people who want to take me to coffee and pick my brain and ask me about certain things. I'm an open book, and I share a lot of what's going on in my life already. And so what I found is those conversations are hugely beneficial, not only to them, but to me. And because I can't sit down with everybody, I just feel compelled to put this in a format where it's easily downloadable and digestible, and just hope that it can impact you in some ways like it has me. And then I mentioned before, what I've learned is the more I share and the more I teach, the more I develop as a leader across my four domains, across my body being balance and business. And so there is a selfish motivation as well to continue to grow, because if I've learned anything, growth and life is about expansion. If you're not growing, you're dying. And this is just another step in my process of to continuing to grow as a leader. So I'll be sharing my stories, but also I have met some truly phenomenal people in my journey of building my life and my business. And I have put together a guest list that I think is stellar and cannot wait to have some of these people on the show that you get to meet. And I'm really going to ask targeted questions around this concept of not being a one-dimensional person, but really all four dimensions on fire across your life. That's going to be our focus. So just to tell you who I hope to accomplish and reach with this podcast, number one, my avatar is me. And that means I'm looking for married entrepreneurs who want to maximize their life to count for more than just money and success, who want to be able to look back at the end of their life and say, you know what? I was able physically to do everything I wanted to do right up until the end. I had a marriage that was on fire with a legacy of kids and grandkids and great-grandkids that I've poured into and that they now respect and look up to me. I have a connection with God that has impacted and guided my life and, in fact, makes me more excited at the end of my life than the beginning, because I know what the next step is. And finally, I built a business that not only served a need in the marketplace, but left a legacy and is still going on and potentially has been passed on to future generations within your own family. So predominantly, because I'm a male, I will be talking to males, but I don't think there's any reason any of you women listening out there can't benefit from everything that we're going to share. But I'll be just talking through my lens of a married businessman who wants to have it all, who wants to be on fire across all four domains. And I feel like there are so many of us out there, but we're not connected. We're connected, you know, in groups like Vistage, which I'm a member of, and EO and things like that. But I find those conversations to be extremely one-dimensional, and it's all around business. And we never get into any of these other topics, and they're so important, and they all flow together. So that's going to be my focus, and I think that's how this is going to be different. And I really think you can get a lot out of it. So look forward to sharing my journey. Look forward to having the guests on my list on this show. Got some big names coming right out of the gate. But our first episode, other than this introduction episode, will be on how to set up your year for massive success. It's going to be the exact plan and process that I use every year. It's completely intentional, and it can really change how you are living out your day and how you are being completely focused and intentional about making sure every single day you are doing things directly connected to body, to being, to balance, and to business. This is not something you just wait to the end of the quarter or the end of the year to look back and say, did I do these things? No, these are things you do every single day. So look forward to being your host on this journey. Can't wait to meet some of you in person. And you should follow me on Instagram. I post almost every day. Just lessons and things that are going on in my life. It's very simple. It's at Forrest Walden on Instagram. You can friend me on Facebook at Forrest Walden as well. And look forward to speaking to you very soon on the first real episode on how to set up your year. This is Forrest signing off.